It is much in the time of trouble to know that all our feelings are understood by God, that He sees all our sorrows, and that He will not be regardless of them. There are no states of mind more interesting than those which occur in adversities. There is no one who can fully understand the soul in adversities but God. There is no one but God who can entirely meet the needs of the soul in such seasons. This is a quote coming to you from Barnes Notes. Now, before beginning this broadcast, which I entitled, "I Am in Trouble, I Am in Trouble," let me ask you some questions. Are you in trouble today? Are you experiencing trouble of some sort? Do you know that in this time of trouble that you are facing, all your feelings are understood by God? Do you know that He sees all your sorrows and that He will not be regardless of them? Do you know that there is no one who can fully understand the soul in adversities but God? No one who can entirely meet the needs of the soul in such seasons. Well, then let me ask you, in your time of trouble, who are you running to first for help, God or man? Now, as we look into the scriptures, we go to Job chapter 5, verse 7, and Eliphaz is speaking, and this is what he says: "Yet man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward." He is saying, surely, as the sparks fly upward, you can always expect that to happen. The same thing is certain about man. He is going to have troubles in this life. As certainly as man is born, so sure is it that he will have trouble. Sooner or later, trouble will come. Trouble, then, we can say, is universal and inevitable. Some have more than others. Though men suffer differently, all suffer. Yet there are many people who irrationally imagine that they are to be exceptions to this universal experience. But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says, "Yet man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward." Then we go over to Job 14:1. This time Job is speaking, and he said, "Man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble." Now we know that first statement is true, that man that is born of a woman is a few days. Life is very short. So we can say that the second part is just as true, that life is full of trouble. Full of trouble. Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. That from birth to death, he is subjected to many evils, dangers, calamities, perils, and distresses. That there's no stage of life where he will be exempt from troubles. Trouble and distress are inevitable, the inevitable inheritance of man on this earth. And some have remarked that when man enters the present state or the present life, when he comes in as a baby, the first thing a baby does is cry. Some have remarked that cry is strangely prophetic of the troubles through which he must pass on his way to the grave. Well, what about the Christians? What about the believer? Is their life full of trouble? Yes, the believer, sometimes they have more troubles, but for the believer, a life that is full of trouble may be the result of persecution, injustice, poverty, ill health, or Satan's opposition to their fight of faith. Now, if I would stop this broadcast right now, this would be very depressing. You think, oh boy, you know, you're talking about trouble, it's inevitable, and it's something that we're all going to face, it's universal, but I'm not going to stop there, because In this message, we want to deal with how God, who God is in trouble, who he wants to be to you, and also what he does when you are in trouble. Okay, so we're going to start off with who God is in trouble, who he wants to be to you in your trouble today. Going to Psalm 9:9, it says, "The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble." Now, before going further, I want to interject this. God wants to make himself real to you in your time of trouble, but we also know that at the same time, during times of trouble, the devil is there to torment you, to harass you, to try to take advantage of you. He's just as real. So we want to consider his lies versus God's truth. All right, so when you're going through trouble, the devil will make you feel like he has you, that he has you defeated, that he's on top of you. But what does the Bible say? The Bible says that Jesus will be a refuge for you in times of trouble. It means a strong place, a place where your enemies will neither reach you nor see you. He will be a strong tower, a refuge in times that are steeped in trouble, an unfailing refuge. Psalm 46:7 says, "The God of Jacob is our refuge." In other words, he's a high place, a high tower, far above the reach of your enemies. He's an impregnable place, a shelter in the times of distress and trouble. It doesn't sound like the devil has you or you're defeated. No, Jesus is a refuge for you in times of trouble. Therefore, you need not fear. Okay, going on. Psalm 37:39 tells you, "But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble." Now, we all know that when you're going through a hard time, oftentimes you feel weak, you feel weary, you feel wiped out, especially if a trial goes on for a long period of time. You feel like you can't put one foot in front of the other. That's how the devil wants you to feel. But the Bible says that Jesus will be your strength in the time of trouble, that by his grace, he will continually sustain you. He'll put his everlasting arms underneath you, bear you up, uphold you with the right hand of his righteousness. He'll be the strength of your heart, so you're not disheartened, you're not discouraged, you don't lose heart. He'll support you under your trial and carry you through it. He'll help you bear your troubles well, and that you'll get good by them. And then in due time, he'll deliver you out of your troubles. So the devil is a liar. He wants to make you feel like you're weak, weary, you're wiped out, you can't go on. But Jesus is your strength in the time of trouble. Then we go to Psalm 46:1. It says, "God is a very present help in trouble." Now, the devil wants you to feel what you're going through right now. He wants you to feel all alone and tell you that what he did to David, there's no help for you. And there's no help for you even in God. You know, friends and family can't help you. And even God can't help you. That's what the devil wants you to feel, that you're all alone. But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says that God is a very present help in trouble. He's a helper. He's a very, that word very is added to qualify. It means exceedingly, emphatically true. It's true in the most eminent sense that God has been, always has been, and will be found to be a helper to you. And in the time of trouble, it covers all that can come upon you that will give you anxiety or sorrow. The devil is a liar. You are not alone. Jesus. And you're not without help. You have a helper. Jesus is your very person help in trouble. Then lastly, we go to Jeremiah 14:8. It says, "O hope of Israel, the Savior thereof in time of trouble." Now we're talking about adversity, affliction, anguish, distress, tribulation. We're talking about those times. And the devil will tell you when you're going through that kind of trouble, he'll tell you, you're never getting out of this. Things will never change. You are stuck in this situation. You may as well quit and accept things as they are. But we know the devil is a liar because the Bible tells us here in Jeremiah 14:8 that the hope of Israel, Jesus the Savior, he is the Savior in the time of trouble. Now we look back at the past of God's people when they were reduced to great straits, and it was then that the power of God became more manifest and God delivered them from extreme dangers. And though you may face times of trouble and affliction because of sin, Satan, wicked men, and other things, yet the Lord saves and he delivers his people out of them all in due time. In your greatest need, he is found to be nearest to you, and he will bring you out. You are not stuck, and you are going to get out because Jesus is the Savior in the time of trouble. Now, we just looked at who he is, what he wants to be to you in your trouble. Now, we want to look at what he does when you are in trouble. Psalm 91:15 says, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Now the devil will tell you you're all alone. Nobody cares for you, not even God. But what does the Bible say? The Bible says that in trouble, I will be with him in trouble. Those who set their heart and their love upon Jesus, he promises you, I will be with you in trouble. You're not alone. I am with you. As soon as that trouble comes, I am there. As soon as that trouble came your way, Jesus was right there. He said, I'll be with you in trouble. I'll stand by you. I'll not forsake you. And as we already said, you can't escape trouble in this world. And many times going through trouble, you'll be forsaken of your friends. But God is the companion and friend who is nearest to you when you need him most. Whether it's poverty, persecution, sickness, death, he will be with you. The Lord knows you in adversity. He visits you in your affliction. He grants you his gracious presence and supports you under the trial that you're not overwhelmed by it. He bears you up and through it, and he makes all things work together for your good. And if he doesn't immediately put a period to your affliction, then he'll give you his gracious presence. I will be with you in trouble. God's always with you, but in your trouble, he is more especially with you. All right, then we go to Psalm 9:13, and we find the words, consider my trouble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, consider my trouble. Now, this is what God does. David was praying, Lord, consider my trouble compassionately and effectually. Consider my trouble so as to bring me out of it. Look upon me with an eye of pity and compassion and help and deliver me. But also look upon my enemies that gave me this trouble and take vengeance on them. So, you know, the devil will make you think that, oh, God doesn't care about you. He's forgotten about you. But the Bible mentions the word, consider my trouble. Then in Psalm 31:7, David said this, I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities. Here David said, Lord, you considered my trouble, my misery. You looked upon my trouble was an eye of pity and compassion. You sympathize with me. The devil's a liar. He wants you to think that God doesn't care. He's forgotten about you. But when you're in trouble, God considers your trouble. He looks upon you with an eye of pity and compassion. But not only that, he knows your soul in adversities. What that means is he sees and knows all your feelings in your time of adversity. He knows your sorrow, your anxiety, your hope, your trust. He knows and regards with interest all your feelings, desires, and hopes. The devil's a liar telling you that God doesn't love you, doesn't care about you, that he has forgotten you. That's a lie. God considers your trouble. The pulpit commentary said, when God looks upon trouble and considers it, he is sure to compassionate the sufferer and to grant him some relief. God cares about you. Then we go on to Psalm 138:7. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of my enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. Though I walk in the midst of trouble. Now, we already mentioned trouble attends the best of men. It comes to all. But here David's saying, though I walk in the midst of it, I'm surrounded with trouble. This is a time when the devil tells you, you are going to die, that it's over for you. You are going to die. But what does the Bible say? The Bible says, David said, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. You are not going to die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. When you're walking in the midst of trouble, God revives you. He preserves your life amidst your troubles. He causes you to live. He gives you life, vigor, strength. He supports you under it and makes you easy, cheerful, and fearless by his gracious presence, by the discoveries of his love, by the applications of his precious promises. You are not going to die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Not only that, but when you're in trouble, you're walking in the midst of trouble, God stretches out his hand against the wrath of your enemies. He stops them and restrains your enemy. And not only that, what's implied is he strikes your enemy on the nose. He gives them a bloody nose. He breaks the power of your enemy, delivers you from your enemy's schemes and plots. How does he do it? By the right hand, his right hand, who is Jesus Christ. He saves you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He revives you. He renews your hopes, confidence, and courage. He strengthens you with strength in your soul. He makes you to know the exceeding greatness of his power to you and girds you with sufficient grace. Then we go on to Psalm 27:5. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Now, many times the devil wants to make you feel like you're some easy target for him, that he's just shooting at you, you know, left and right. You just keep getting hit by the attacks of the devil. For in the time of trouble, this is talking about affliction, calamity, distress, misery, sorrow, when you're surrounded by dangers, when affliction comes upon you. Are you an easy target for the devil? That's not what the word says. The Bible says when you're in the time of trouble, Jesus said, I'll hide you in my pavilion. I'll hide you in the secret of my tabernacle. I'll conceal you. The devil's a liar. He's not going to hit you and touch you. You're hidden in God. And not only that, but sometimes the enemy tries to make you feel like he's winning and that you're not going to make it. You are not going to make it. He's a liar, because in the time of trouble, Jesus says he'll set you upon a rock above and out of the reach of your enemies. And he'll so strengthen and establish you that your enemies will not be able to prevail against you. And then lastly, in Psalm 107:6-28. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. He delivered them out of their distresses. He saved them out of their distresses. He brings them out of their distresses. The devil will tell you there's no way out of your troubles, that what you are, you're never coming out of this. This is what's happening right now. You're never coming out. What you're facing is even too hard, even for God. But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says if you'll cry unto the Lord in your trouble, he'll deliver you out of your distresses. He'll save you. He'll bring you out of your distresses. Okay, so we looked at who God is in trouble, who he wants who he is to you in your trouble, who he wants to be to you, and also what he does when you are in trouble. When the devil makes you feel like he has you defeated, he's on top of you, you need to say to him, God is my refuge in the time of trouble. When the devil makes you feel weak, weary, wiped out, where you can't put one foot in front of the other, you need to tell the devil, Jesus is my strength in the time of trouble. When the devil makes you feel all alone, tells you, there's no help for you, there's no help for you even in God. Look at your friends and your family can't even help you. That's when you need to rise up and say, the Bible says God is a very present help in trouble. When the devil tells you you're never getting out, things will never change, you're stuck in this situation, you may as well quit and accept things as they are. You need to rise up and say, the word of God says Jesus is my Savior in the time of trouble. When the devil says you're all alone, no one cares, God doesn't even care. You need to rise up and say, Jesus said, I'll be with you in trouble. When the devil says, God doesn't care, he's forgotten about you, you need to say, devil, you're a liar. The word says that he considers my trouble. He knows my soul in adversities. When the devil tells you you're going to die, it's over for you, you need to say what the word says. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, Jesus said he will revive me. In trouble, you feel like you're some open target for the enemy, that he's winning, you're not going to make it. You need to take comfort from the word that says in the time of trouble, Jesus hides you in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle, and he sets you upon a rock. And lastly, when the devil tells you that there's no way out of your troubles, you're not coming out of this, that's on you right now, it's even too hard for God, you need to tell the devil, you're a liar, devil. The word tells us that those who have cried unto the Lord in their trouble, God delivered them out, he saved them out, he brought them out of their distresses. And if I will do the same, God will deliver me out of my distresses, he'll save me out of my distresses, he'll bring me out of my distresses. And in closing, let me leave you with a quote from the Biblical Illustrator. This is what it says. If a man should write upon his signboard the words, call upon me in the day of trouble and I will deliver thee, he would have plenty of callers. No man dare try the experiment, but God has had those words written above his door for thousands of years, and none have ever called upon him in vain. Let me ask you today, are you in trouble? Are you in some kind of trouble? Are you facing trouble today? Then call upon the Lord in the day of trouble. He promises to deliver you, and you will glorify him. This is Connie Giordano coming to you live on Spreaker Radio. Let's pray. Father, I pray right now that you would send your word with signs and wonders following. I pray that faith would arise right now, Lord, in Jesus' name, and that you would begin to bring forth great salvation, deliverance, healing, miracles for your glory, honor, and praise. Lord, as your people are calling upon you in this day of trouble, that you would deliver them so that they would glorify you. We promise you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Until next time, be blessed of the Lord Jesus. Amen.